Yankees playing winning baseball again.
They are, and they're playing, you know, fast baseball, and they're playing youthful baseball, whether it's Jazz doing his thing, as you said, Dominguez, who is on an absolute tear. Jason Dominguez is crushing it. You know, the funny thing
he did go 0-for-5 yesterday. I'm just saying.
Well, can't,
2 days ago.
I know he did. But then before that, he had four hits.
Yeah.
He's rolling, man. And just the athletic stuff that he's bringing to the table. I think that the Cashman stuff yesterday, and it obviously all ties into DJ, as you said. Now, we have talked about DJ LeMahieu. I mean, talking is an interesting way to frame it. More like begging, imploring, screaming, yelling for the Yankees to get rid of him. All right, and this is not, let's just beat up on DJ LeMahieu. He's a proud pro, but he lost his way, and he was physically diminished. And I'll always respect him as a player, but it was time to go, and the Yankees finally did the right thing. See, but we yell and we get passionate about a lot of things with all of our teams. General managers and owners cannot listen to us.
Correct.
Otherwise, they would become us. They've got to have some restraint, and they've got to understand that we don't always see what they see and what they know. However, with the DJ stuff, I think that I think yesterday, the spark, the galvanized, whatever word you want to use, I feel like the Yankee world woke up a little bit. Yeah, I can't describe it any other way than that. Like, you talk to any Yankee fan today versus 2 days ago, it was stale, it was downtrodden, it was going in the wrong direction. I feel like a lot of other Yankee fans feel right now that things have changed, certainly a little bit on the diamond, but I think most importantly, there's been a little bit of a philosophical tweak, and I think that that's coming from Hal.
Well,
it's about time. It's about time you ate some of this money, but the Yankees were unable to move forward until they did something like this that we've been begging them to do for years.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that it's Hal. I just think that the Yankees, to use your word, experimental mode for way too long, and then all of a sudden things got real when they started getting pasted by the Blue Jays and losing a series to the Mets who had no pitching and falling out of first place. It's like, okay, time to make some moves here. And Jazz clearly was not thriving at third base.
Oof.
So now they were giving LeMahieu some runway, figuring, all right, well, we're paying him. He's a proven vet. He was a great Yankee, 2019, 2020, whatever. Gave him some runway. Clearly, it's over. Like, it's been over, but they gave him extra time just to make sure there was nothing left to squeeze out of DJ LeMahieu. He could not physically play third, meaning he couldn't make the throws. So he acknowledged that. The Yankees know that, which means if you're going to take him off of second base, which he wasn't very good at anyway,
no.
There is no use for DJ LeMahieu. And I told you this weeks ago or days ago, whatever. DJ LeMahieu's done. There is not a team that's going to pick him up. So I'm curious to see now what's going to happen with the next phase of him.
Hoff wants the Mets to get him.
I mean, it's
by the way,
that's
but
absurd. No team should touch DJ LeMahieu, and I don't think any team will. Unfortunately for him, like, it's sad. Yeah, sure, but we're in the business of trying to win games.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. He's getting paid $22 million to do nothing. Show me a person in the entire world that wouldn't take DJ LeMahieu right now. $22 million to go away. Oh, he loves the game. That's great. He had some success. He's a big leaguer. He's getting paid $22 million to go home. Not to mention all that he's made. So he'll be fine, and the Yankees are going to be better off for it. Putting the pieces in place. We went over what the lineup should look like with Dominguez leading off. Now, there are still some issues. It's not a perfect thing here, whether it's Dominguez and the question marks about the outfield, whether it's platooning Ben Rice and either Goldschmidt or figuring out what you want to do with Stanton and maybe use Dominguez as DH. But they found a leadoff hitter, at least against right-handed pitching with Dominguez. And by the way, the Yankees, two straight days with the same lineup.
Yeah, I know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Booney. Thank God. I never thought I'd live to see the day. Goodness gracious, and you see what's going on here. So it's nice to see the Yankees. It's refreshing, BT. Trimming the fat, getting rid of an unproductive player in LeMahieu, putting Jazz back at second, and having a consistent lineup for two games in a row.
Well, I mean, listen, you bigger picture, and the lineup thing is, you know, oh, hopefully that continues. It's certainly not going to change today. I mean, if Booney messes around with it today, you know, we're going to have a little bit of an issue with our buddy Booney here. I mean, come on, stick with the winning streak here, pal. I would imagine that he will. See, but again, bigger picture, like when you get rid of somebody like DJ, and you're right in the sense that there's no more value, like for the Yankees to continue to employ him, you're not going to use him as a pinch hitter because he's got no thump. He can't run, so he's not going to step on the bases for somebody, and he can't really handle defense in the middle of the diamond in terms of quickness at second. He's got no arm for third, so he's not going to be a defensive replacement. They're truly, was no more value for him. Right. So that's the obvious stuff. But what I love about this, and again, I feel badly for the guy, not in the sense that he's, you know, his life is broken in terms of the money and the other stuff, but I do think you gloss over his love of the game. Like, I get it. I'd switch spots with him right now. Hey, WFN, you want to give me $22 million to go away? See ya. I'll do something else. I get that.
But that's not our problem.
I know it's not our problem, but I like to acknowledge it because he is a baseball player. I mean, they all are literally, but he's a grinder. And I respect that. And I know that it's like his heart's stomped on today because his career's over in all probability. And I just want to be a little sensitive to that. But bigger picture, I love that this sends a little bit of a message, unspoken, to the rest of the Yankees. Like, there was a staleness that permeated this team because I don't think anybody felt that there was ever going to be a repercussion for not doing your job. And if you and not just obviously the 70s when it was the Wild West and the Bronx Zoo, literally, but I mean, even in the 90s, you know, if you didn't get the job done, you're out, man. And even, you know, in the early 2000s, you didn't get the job done, you're out. It was volatile, it was unpredictable, and when you are worried about losing your job, you generally focus more and lock in more. And unfortunately, DJ's a bit of a lab rat in this experiment. But I think the rest of the locker room picks up on that. And so you get rid of a player who's no longer good anymore. And you also show everybody else, hey, dead weight. If we can get rid of a batting champion, you could be next. Right. Get in line.
And to Cashman's credit, we as fans have no patience. And that's what we loved about George Steinbrenner, is that he operated the way that we would. This guy isn't getting it done for 2 weeks. Get him out of here.
Sometimes love. Let's not overly romanticize it. He butchered and made our life miserable for a lot of years.
I understand.
It.
Also, was a great winner and holding guys accountable. Now, maybe overdoing so, meaning like, hey, you really shouldn't make a judgment in a bad week or a bad month or one bad year. And the Yankees now with Brian Cashman leading the way, they gave DJ LeMahieu every opportunity the last 2 years.
I know.
If I'm saying cut him 3 years ago, they gave him, he was coming into the year as being their leadoff hitter, and he kept getting hurt, and they still want to salvage it. No, maybe he could do this. Maybe we could figure out in second base, maybe third, whatever. They gave him every opportunity to now where they don't have to question. It wasn't a rash decision, and they don't have to question it. They evaluated it every which way they could for more, way, way longer than they should have, similar to what they did with Gallo and Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of getting rid of those guys when we felt was the right time, which, by the way, would have been the right time because they never recovered, but they waited and waited and waited, and really not much damage was done. They were in the World Series a year ago, and this year everything is still fine, meaning that it was the experimental phase, whatever, they've moved on. But yes, accountability finally from the Yankees, and just doing the right thing for your baseball team. It's nothing personal. It's that he could not help the team. Like, at the bottom line, it's not the fans didn't like LeMahieu. It's that they want to see the team win. So what's better for the New York Yankees? Is it to roster DJ LeMahieu because he once was good and because you like him and because you're paying him a lot of money? No, he doesn't fit the roster because he's washed up. It's over. It's been over. It's a sunk cost. You give him the $22 million to go away, and now you're a better ball club because of it, and they will get even better when they get a third baseman.
Yes, and listen, obviously there's a lot to discuss because Cashman spoke, and we'll get into all that stuff. But, too, I think there's other elements here. And I said this the other day. I can't prove this, and maybe this will come out in the wash, and eventually we'll get the answer. I think a lot of the reason, Sal, why the Yankees kept DJ LeMahieu employed for as long as they did, Aaron Judge. I really believe that. I can't prove that. But I really believe that, you know, the relationship between Judge and DJ was almost, you know, too respected from a Yankee perspective. And then finally just got to a point where it's no longer tenable. If you can't do your job, you just simply can't stick around. So I think that that's part of it. I think that now there are still pieces that I would sell because I already, you know, don't think for a second I'd get hit with that on social media because I was obviously happy last night. Oh, a couple days you want to sell. Now you're pumped up. Well, first of all, I am pumped up. And yes, I still want to sell. Two things could be true. But I think what this does now, it presents a lack of temptation, a complete absence of temptation to go back to a guy who was absolutely cooked. And now there's other things to address, and it seems like Cashman is ready to strike aggressively.
Isn't it wild, though, how, and this was saying, like, just a couple of days changed the feel with everything with baseball. It's been three games. And now it feels like, well, Everything is back to normal. Yankees are the best team for the majority of people. I'm not talking about you or I specifically. I'm just saying, like, the feel a week ago was that the Mets were left for dead and it's going to get worse after what happened with the Pirates. The feel 3 days ago with the Yankees was, the Blue Jays may bury them. And it's a long season. And there were legit reasons to believe in the Yankees if they just decided to make some small... Like, we know they need a third baseman. We obviously know they need bullpen help. And Cashman, that was the one thing he said definitively. Pitching is always about pitching. They're going to get a third baseman, but they will get pitching, whether it be starting rotation, bullpen, both, who knows. But they will add. But with a couple of small moves, Jazz back to second, which was right there for the take. You don't have to give up anything for that. Doesn't cost you any money. Doesn't cost you any prospects. You move him back to second. You move on from the dead weight of DJ LeMahieu. You're already better for it. You leave Dominguez in the leadoff spot. The energy has changed around this ball club. I don't expect that the Yankees are going to score 8, 9, 10 runs a game. We've seen them bully teams before, but it's starting to look a lot better, certainly offensively and defensively at the very least for the Yankees in the last few days.
Well, it has changed, and it does look different, and it feels better, and it's certainly like the Mets stabilized things against the Brewers. They came back and then obviously carried into the Subway Series and had a really nice win the other night before last night's rainout, so we know the path of the Mets. I was not able to see such a similar, at least quick, renaissance for the Yankees because I didn't think that the Yankees were going to do these basic things that changed. They should have done a long time ago. Understand what the Yankees force-fed their fans and the lineup card every night. And not good. An amazing second baseman not playing second base. You know, another guy who can't move, playing far too often. And I know he doesn't hit from the right side. I get that, but what are the young, explosive, dynamic, multi-tool players? Certainly on the Yankees, if not baseball, and Dominguez, who shows more and more each night. They weren't even playing him every night. So those were three basic things that I didn't think that they would do. And now, certainly, I didn't think that they would DFA DJ. I saw that. I was genuinely surprised. And I was in the car at a stop. It's funny. I get all these alerts. You texted me when they fired Tom Thibodeau. That's how I found out. Yeah. I was listening to music after the show that day. After, having Tiki for a little bit. They don't want to hear music. Yesterday, I'm at a stoplight. And I just, bang open social media for a second. I got a couple texts too. I'm like, wow, what DJs? I didn't think that they would do it. So there has been an awakening within the Yankees. And I don't know. I don't know that this becomes suddenly the big, bad throwback vaunt that I'm going to outspend and I'm going to bludgeon everybody New York Yankees. I hope it is. I'm not saying that. But at the very least, whatever they morphed into, and I know they were in the World Series a year ago, and we certainly appreciate that, but whatever they morphed into from a financial responsibility or a reluctance to move on from guys, it just seems like yesterday the Yankees turned the page. We're thankful for it, but I'm also here to say it's about freaking time.
All right, you said there was an awakening. What changed? Why do you think that's the case? For me, the answer is because all these years we could say, not good enough, not good enough. They could say 90 wins postseason, 90 wins postseason, World Series, whatever. The thing that changed was they got beat up by the Blue Jays, swept in four games and knocked out of first place, which never happens. And then they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets, whose pitching was depleted. So they lost 6 of 7 games to the Blue Jays and the Mets. That, to me, was the flare signals or the flare shot, whatever you want to call it, as, hey, we can't just keep rotting this out and experiment much longer. Things have to change before it gets too far worse, and all of a sudden we're buried. So I think the losing 4 to the Blue Jays, losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets, that expedited both these decisions, which has resulted in much, much better baseball, even if it's just for a couple of games.
I think you probably identified, if not all, certainly some of the reasons and the impetus behind this. Yeah, I don't really disagree. Now, also understand this. The way the Yankees started the season, which was fun, and certainly, listen, you bag a lot of early wins, you're going to be in a good position no matter how much you stumble during the summer, which the Yankees generally do right about now. But think about how they were doing it. Aaron Judge was hitting .415, and Trent Grisham was an all-star. And for the first, basically, 6 or 7 weeks of the season, I was joking around with Sal, hey, did Soto catch Grisham yet? Did Soto catch Grisham yet? Like, Soto was a little bit down, but the point really, you have a little jab having fun, but really the other point was to illuminate, geez, Grisham is having a hell of a year. So you knew that Judge wasn't hitting .410, that's the point, and you knew that Grisham wasn't going to bang 35 home runs and hit .309, right? So you knew things would change, and they did. Judge came down a little bit because he's human. Grisham's not playing every day, which I love. Now you've also lost Clark Schmidt, but the thing that you said, all right, Now, I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to give the Met fan all the meat that maybe they're seeking in relation to this one point, but I'll give you a couple of slices, right? I think it's naive to think that the Yankees on some level didn't react or aren't reacting to the Mets. Because when, you know, when the Mets, historically, outside of, you know, a couple of years, like the Met fans would provide the negative energy and would almost put the Yankees off the hook. You know what I mean? Now that the Mets are on a bit of a rise here, and you got Soto and obviously Cohen spending money, I believe, you know, competition breeds competition. And forever, the Mets were never competition for the Yankees, and they are now, at least in terms of the spirit of the city, if you will, right? And I think that that's a little fuel. I mean, we could sit here and say, hey, Hal's not his pops. But, I mean, Hal's not some dolt who's sitting there that doesn't care about the Yankees and doesn't want to win. He wants to win differently than his dad. He projects it differently. But I promise you, any highlights or being obscured by the Mets or any shrapnel coming his way, you know, the man's got a tolerance. He's got a limit. And I feel like he finally hit it. And for Cashman to DFA DJ, you know that Hal had to say, cut the check, get rid of him.